football on off the ball.
So Arsenal fans go, if we don't win the league, it will be slightly offset by Spurs going down. And Spurs say, well, if we do go down, it will be offset by Arsenal not winning the league. So there is, you know, they're going to be drowning their sorrows in Schadenfreude, I think, to an extent.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
In Her Boots itself, been a very good educational piece for myself. It's educated me a lot about the women's and girls game, about the women's and girls body, about their nutrition needs, different injury prevention techniques and things like that. And it's been a pleasure to be able to pass that knowledge on to different clubs and hopefully help the women's and girls game. Been lucky enough to deliver it myself throughout 2025 and briefly in the pilot stage in 24. Taught me loads to do with, let's say, the female anatomy. Really handy actually for warm-up techniques, injury prevention, and little things that I never would have thought of before that definitely do affect girls when they go out onto the pitch. And yeah, if we can have girls not thinking about these different boundaries going into games, and then they'll perform a lot better on the pitch, and we'll be helping them for
what
sure.
What kind of boundaries would they be then?
The things that I wouldn't have thought of previously, like not having the correctly fitted sports bras, let's say not having the right amount of fuel pre-match, even the night before. Lots of our girls are going into games with not enough fuel in the tank and not enough energy to perform. Lots of this can be due to them playing multi-sports, especially down here in Cork. We have so many girls playing three, sometimes four sports. Sometimes that could be club and school as well. Yeah, we just need to make sure they're getting the right amount of fuel for the tank so they can perform as well as they're able to on the pitch.
So, my name is Melanie Walsh. I am the schoolgirls secretary here in Lakewood. I'm also a coach with the under-15s and under-16 schoolgirls team. And I was a parent. My daughter's just moved to Cork City now from Lakewood. I suppose I was a bit inspired because last year my daughter played on the Cork Gaynor team and Connor rolled out the course to the Gaynor coaches. And my daughter participated as a volunteer to help do some of the drills. And she came home and she was absolutely buzzing after it. Very much aware of, you know, potential injuries and different warm-ups. And she spoke a lot about it. So I was inspired. And I contacted Connor then to see what he run here in Lakewood.
And your daughters as well, was there anything in particular that that they found helpful from it?
One of the things she actually came home and said to me was that we need to make sure that we're doing kind of proper warm-ups to build her muscles or quads and so on, just applying it within the club. She gave me facts and figures about ACL injuries, so she certainly, and she's continued that, and she always makes sure that, you know, she applied proper warm-ups, and she actually took the warm-ups that Connor did with them during the course and the practical part of the course, and ensured that we adhered to it, really.
So you got to do that 10 times, girls. You don't want to pull.
What was your main motivator for getting involved in the programme and bringing it to the club?
So the main motivator is that, you know, I've coached girls and as a parent as well, two girls in sport. I always feel that the needs are going to be quite different for girls, especially as they reach puberty. They tend to have more ACL injuries and obviously changing bodies and so on. And I thought it'd be my very good educational program for the actual coaches within our club. A lot of our coaches, while we have a lot of female coaches, we do have a lot of male coaches as well that may not necessarily have daughters. And I thought it might be very good for them to actually learn a little bit about, you know, female needs, especially, you know, as they're approaching their kind of teenage years when they're playing sport.
Yeah. Was there anything that you learned specifically that kind of stood out to you, or maybe that surprised you?
I think what really surprised me is, you know, the lack of application of, I think, kind of warm-ups to actually support changing needs. I think what also surprised me was the other coaches' reactions to say that they didn't think of just even kind of, you know, changing bodies and so on, even when they're, you know, choosing jersey types, when they're packing their medical bags. So that really surprised me, really. It was more the other coaches' reactions. I think I was probably more educated myself in that aspect, given the fact that I've coached girls a long time and I have got daughters.
I'm Mark Ryan. I'm a coach here with the under 13 Lakewood Athletic team.
And they're here behind us.
Yeah, yeah. They're all getting ready. Yeah.
So, Mark, your daughter is on this team as well?
Yes, my daughter Tessa. She's round over there somewhere. Yeah.
And was that a big part of the reason that you got involved in coaching in the first place?
Yes, I was coaching with my son's team previous to that. But like I say, most coaches get involved back into their sport when their children start playing. You know.
Yeah. And going into the In Her Boots program, then we've got Connor doing the warm up there behind us. Was there any particular area you were keen to learn about?
I suppose the course itself was, I was interested in terms of the coaching perspective on the pitch.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's the other pieces were a bit of an eye-opener in terms of the differences for girls' development, etc., that I wouldn't probably have considered as a coach.
Yeah. You know? So was there anything that kind of surprised you?
Really just in terms of how menstruation, etc., can impact their performance, and, you know, how it can affect them on the day that we may not have been considering, you know.
Yeah. And from your daughter's perspective as well, did it even open up a little bit of a channel of communication between the two?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Definitely. I suppose something more comfortable as a father speaking to her about these things, you know.
Yeah. And did you notice any difference out in the team afterwards, after you'd done the session, and how they kind of approach training sessions after?
I think for more as coaches, how we approach the warm-ups definitely changed. As you can see from in the background, there's a lot more fun to it than maybe with the traditional warm-ups that we would have been doing previously. They won't stay here if they don't enjoy it, and I think that's the key thing really for us as coaches, is make football enjoyable for them.
Yeah. But at the same time, building the skills. You see, like, playing a game here now as well for the warm-up, it's great.
It is. It's fantastic. And you just see the movement there, etc. And that's what this is all about here, is introducing the movement for the warm-up. It's great.
That's it. Nice and quick, girls!
So there's a bit of a mixture between theory inside and practical outside. We actually flipped the way the course worked from the pilot that we did in 2024. We did feedback to the clubs afterwards, and the feedback was that it was a little bit top heavy on the theory.
Okay.
And they wanted a little bit more focus with the girls out on the pitch. So now there's actually an online pre-course learning, and that all the coaches will be able to look at before, and then I'll come in, just do 1 hour theory and then 2 hours practical out on the pitch. So for example, when I was doing it with Lakewood, we had their underage girls come in, and I would have delivered the practical on the pitch for them, and then that's great because the girls get a bit of a training with myself, and then it's able to put the practical stuff into practice for the coaches.
Yeah, it's great to have the girls involved in the program as well, because they can see, like, oh, my coaches are being coached, you know, they're making the effort, and then maybe they understand as well that, like, oh, these coaches are just trying to learn as well all the time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think lots of the girls see the passion that lots of the coaches have for it, and their eagerness to learn, and when you're a young girl, that can be quite strong if you can see your coach really wanting to improve you and your teammates, wanting to learn from themselves. Yeah, it can help the girls have a little bit more maybe drive for that coach and a little bit more passion.
Yeah, and it's great that it just kind of takes away that almost just like a little bit of a barrier to talk about things like periods openly. You
exactly.
know, teenage girl, it can sometimes be a little intimidating to even talk about with a parent, but knowing that you can approach a male coach because you've all seen it happen in this program, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I think the girls having that ability to go and just have a chat with a coach, be it male, female, maybe even if it's not their coach directly, somebody in the club, and just normalizing all this. Girls have periods, they've had periods for years and years, they're going to have periods for years and years, and unfortunately these can affect their performance. And just how can we help them to perform the best on the field and not have any of these negatives affect their performance.
Good. Good stuff. Got your dry robot.
For girls, it's, you know, positive reinforcement really, really helps, just from experience. And we do talk about that as well in the course. Just really being positive, ensuring that they do get that the game time. I mean, look, most girls probably might only play once a fortnight. So just really giving them that confidence to play and to keep them playing, because we do see a significant drop off in numbers within the girls' area.
Yeah, are you hoping that programs like this and being able to interact with the girls from a very young age on the way up will stop that kind of dropout and increase retention rates?
Absolutely. I think, you know, coach education, I think that will help an awful lot. Just applying what you learn to the girls' game and making it a positive experience, I think, yeah, you have a lot of competition with other sports. Yeah. You know, certainly around here, we have a lot of competition, maybe with, you know, GA and so on. But we definitely want to be able to retain girls and keep them playing. We have senior teams here, senior women's teams, that we want to make sure that we see girls playing. It's a lifelong thing for them as part of our club.
Yeah. And I suppose in terms of the future of the club, how important is, like, grassroots football to the growth?
It is very, very important. I suppose if I take Lakewood Athletic itself, we've got about 850 players between adults and children. A third of those are girls. We've got about 200 coaches. We offer soccer, and we're really the only club in Ovens, Ballincollig and the surrounding area that are offering soccer to girls within within this area. And I suppose one of the biggest thing for us is, you know, like every grassroots club, pressure and facilities.
Yeah.
We have a master plan, and we'd love to be able to offer soccer more widely. We've got waiting lists that people could be on for a few years.
Wow.
Yeah. So I suppose anybody listening to this, Rachel, if they could, you know, if we've got any sponsors or anybody who would be willing to come on board with us, you know, we're very happy to put their name up on a fence, you know, so that we could actually develop our facilities to offer soccer to more people, because we are reliant a lot on our grass pitches, and obviously the weather precludes us from being able to train there. So the big dream is to have another dedicated all weather.
Prime real estate here as well, on the edge of the N25 for a billboard, you know.
Absolutely.
It's a good spot.
Absolutely.
And Melanie, thank you so much for having us.
No worries. Thank you very much.